Torah is very clear in a couple of different contexts that there's some relationship between the world of Mishkan and the world of Shabbos. The Torah, in the beginning of Parsha Vayakel, opens up with a discussion of some of the halachas of Shabbos, and then it goes into a long discussion about Inyanei Mishkan. The Torah does a very similar thing in Parsha Kisisa also, where the Torah of the Shabbos Bnei Yisrael, also Shabbos, in the middle of a discussion about, or when discussing, sugyas of Mishkan, so the Torah also in Parsha Kisisa mentions halachas of Shabbos. What exactly is the connection between them? So in the world of halacha, there are a lot of different points that have overlap, or a lot of similar yisodos between Shabbos and the Mishkan. One thing that Rashi points out here, in the beginning of Parsha Vayakel, which again you find also in Parsha Kisisa, something which is very interesting. Rashi says, the Torah says, Sheis Yamim Ta'aseh Melacha, why is Shabbos coming before the simple Pshat in Rashi? Why is Shabbos preceding discussions of the Mishkan? Hikdim Lehem Azhar Shabbos, Letzivoyim Melechza Mishkan, Lomar She'eno Doches HaShabbos. Meaning, says Rashi, I would have thought that when you come to build the Beis HaMikdash, when you come to build the Mishkan, that it's so important that you could do it even on Shabbos. I could do it even on Shabbos. That the Torah had to come along, says Rashi, and teach me by putting Shabbos before Melechus HaMishkan, that Shabbos is more important. That you're not allowed to be Docha, you're not allowed to be Docha Shabbos for Binyan HaMishkan. Many of the Farshim ask interesting questions, one that I think I want to talk about for a little bit tonight, in terms of three different Mahalchim. The question they ask is as follows. It sounds like we need a limud in Rashi to teach me that you're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Why would I have thought otherwise? Why would I have thought it would be mutter to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? What exactly, in terms of how halachic perspective, Maral points out, it's not so clear following the general rules of Asa Duchalosa say it should all be mutter. So what exactly were we assuming? Why did we think that if not for the Pasuk, if not for the fact that Chumash put Shabbos before Mishkan, I would have thought you build the Mishkan even on Shabbos, what exactly was the Hava Amina? We'll mention three Mahalchim. The first we'll say very briefly, then we'll speak about one from the Maral and one very, very interesting insight of the Meshech Chachma. The simple explanation is as follows. This is what Chazal have in a couple of places. The Kli Yakar here in the beginning of the Parsha has it as well. And that's the following. I would have thought that just like you're allowed to do a real avoda on Shabbos, you're allowed to offer karbanos on Shabbos. So I would have thought, just like you could offer karbanos on Shabbos, if avoda is Docha Shabbos, so is building the Beis HaMikdash Docha Shabbos. That's also a form of avoda that's also considered to be an integral part of the Mikdash. So if the functioning of the Mikdash is Docha Shabbos, I would have thought so too the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the building of the Mishkan, should also have been Docha Shabbos. Kanireh, what Chazal are teaching us, that's not true. The functioning of the Mikdash is real avoda, that's Docha Shabbos. But what about the actual building? That is not as critical at all. That's the first Mahalach we find from Chazal. The Maral has another Mahalach, and it's one that I think is very, very interesting. The Maral offers the following suggestion. What would I have thought? Why would I have thought that you could build the Beis HaMikdash even on Shabbos? So says the Maral the following insight. The li nira dehava mina lo asra Torah el malacha shel adam. Umash malacha shamayim havishari. L'chein tzarech kras. Says the Maral, you know what I could have thought? That there's no Isser to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because maybe the only thing which is Isser on Shabbos is not just Malacha, but Malacha that a person is doing for himself. But Malacha that a person is doing for Ribono Sha'olam, I would have thought that would be Mutter to do even on Shabbos. How come? What's that Hava Mina? So if Hartman offers the following very interesting explanation based on a comment of the Maral in Chidushei Agadot to Masecha Shabbos. We know, says the Maral, that on Shabbos, our speech is supposed to be different than our speech the rest of the week. And on Shabbos, we speak a little bit differently. However, one thing which is mutter, you're allowed to talk about mitzvahs on Shabbos, even if they involve malachas. Says the Maral the following interesting idea. Shabbos is supposed to be a purely spiritual day. Shabbos is a day of kulo ruchnias. And why is there an iser malacha on Shabbos? And why can't you talk about malacha on Shabbos? Because it's inappropriate to bring references to the physical world. It's inappropriate to involve yourself in malachas from the olam hagashmi, from the world of materialism, the world of physicality, into the world of spirituality. That Shabbos is very, very different. Because of that, I would have thought, says the Maral, the following. I would have thought that there's no iser to build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because whenever, what's the real pshat in the iser malacha? Shabbos is a day to be engaged in spirituality. So what could I have thought? What I could have thought was to build the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's physical, even though it's malacha, That's a form of spirituality. That's a form of ruchnius. And whenever something's a form of ruchnius, I would have thought that was mutter on Shabbos. What we've seen thus far is the following. How come Chazal thought, if not for the psukim in the beginning of Parshas Vayakel, if not for what you found in Parshas Kisisa, I would have thought that you're allowed to build the base mikdash on Shabbos? How come I would have thought that that was true? Either because, just like you can bring karbanos on Shabbos, I can also build the base mikdash. That's Chazal's explanation of the Kliyakar. Or the second shot from the Maharals, I would have thought that Shabbos, the only thing which is asar on Shabbos, are real malachas that are not ruchnius. It's pure gashmius. Pure gashmius is asar. But I would have thought, you want to come along and you want to build the base of Migdash and engage in ruchnius, I would have thought that that would be totally, totally okay. Meshech Chachma has a very wild idea. We'll say it in a couple of steps. It's a very beautiful one. It happens to be Rav Kluger in his Sefer on Shabbos has a long discussion about this Meshech Chachma, explaining it both al derech pshat and also al pi pnimius haTorah. We'll go with the more, I guess, general, basic Meshech Chachma Mahalach, but it's one which is very, very interesting. How come you're allowed, I would have thought that you're allowed to, that you're allowed to build the base mikdash on Shabbos? How come in general you're allowed to do avoda in the base of mikdash on Shabbos? How come I can offer karbanos on Shabbos? So says the Meshech Chachma the following idea. What's the purpose of Shabbos? The purpose of Shabbos is about being aware of the fact that, hold a second, should I come back or no? The purpose of Shabbos is about being aware of the fact that Hashem created the world. And part of what the Mishkan is also a place of Asherat Shechina. Mishkan is also a place where we celebrate. But here it's not just that God created the world, but in the Mishkan, we're seeing that God is still intimately involved in the world. That God is still intimately involved in the world. How come you were allowed to do regular avoda in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, as a Meshech Chachma? Because the primary goal is that we want to have on Shabbos an awareness that God created the world. But when you're doing avoda in the Mishkan, we also have that same level of awareness. Ordinarily, if I do malacha on Shabbos, what I'm essentially doing, says the Meshech Chachma, is I'm taking focus away from the Hashras Hashchina. But if you're going to be building the base, if you're going to be bringing a karban, you're not detracting from a focus on the Shechina. You're engaged in an act which brings the Shechina. So ordinarily, malacha, you're allowed to do on Shabbos itself. But says the Meshech Chachma, so what's going on? How come you're not allowed, end of the day? Why can't I build the base on Migdash on Shabbos? So here the Meshech Chachma says something interesting. If the whole reason why Avoda in general is Mutter on Shabbos, that's only because Avoda in general is tapping into Hashras HaShechina, that you're aware the Shechina is really present, and it's not a stira to Shabbos. But when you build the Beis HaMikdash, the act of building, until it's built, the Shechina is not shower there. And when you're just building it, there's no indication that the Shechina isn't there yet, and therefore if you build it on Shabbos, you're going to have a stira to the Shechina. Because I haven't kept Shabbos appropriately to show the Shechina, that God created the world. I'm not offering karbanos to show God's intimate involvement. That's a steer to Shabbos. That's considered to be a real problem. Meshech Chachma goes one step further and offers the following suggestion. Says Meshech Chachma, how come in Parshas Kisisa, it first says the Mishkan and then Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakel, it's first Shabbos and then the Mishkan? Says Meshech Chachma the following insight. Meshech Chachma says, the pre-Chet HaEgel, we actually were allowed to build the Mishkan. We actually were allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos. It's only post-Chet HaEgel, post-Parshas Kisisa, where the Torah actually asers us, where it's actually prohibited. Ask the Meshech Chachma, what's the difference? How come now, post-Chet HaEgel, you're not allowed to build a Mishkan on Shabbos, but pre-Chet HaEgel, you were allowed to build it on Shabbos? Meshech Chachma offers the following very, very beautiful idea. There was a radical shift in what took place pre- and post-Chet HaEgel. Post-Chet HaEgel, the only real place of Shechina, on Shabbos we have Shechina, and in the Mikdash itself we have Shechina. So the only thing which is Docha Shabbos is the actual functioning of the Mishkan. That's where there's always going to be Shechina in this world. Pre-Chet HaEgel, says Meshech Chachma, we were on a Madrega. The Jews were on a Madrega that we felt and we had a presence of Shechina with us in whatever we were doing. The Shechina that we had, the connection to Shechina that we had was so powerful that no matter what we were doing, whenever we were doing a mitzvah, that was bringing down in the very powerful sense of relationship to Shechina. Therefore, says Meshech Chachma, if you were going to pre-Chet HaEgel want to build the Beis HaMikdash, you could build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. How come? Because pre-Chet HaEgel, every act you did that was like a mitzvah showed Hasharas HaShechina. And therefore, even on Shabbos, it's about Emunah, remembering Hashem, but so is every mitzvah that we would do. I'm building the Beis HaMikdash, even though I'm not actually offering karbanos, but we were on a madrega that all those mitzvahs that we were fulfilling was also showing on some level the presence of the Shekhinah. We saw three different ideas tonight. How come the Torah teaches us that you're not, Torah that come and teach us, you can't build basic mitzvahs on Shabbos? How come? So Torah says the drasha. We ask the question, but why would I have thought otherwise? Why do I need a drasha? Why would I have thought you can't build the base? You can't build it on. Why would I have thought you could build it on Shabbos? The first idea, you can offer karbanos on Shabbos, so all the more so, you should be able to build it. The Maharal's idea, because maybe the only malachas that I would have thought would be asr on Shabbos are ones that are focused really on the physical world. But anything which is spiritual, the whole point of Shabbos is to be spiritual. So building base mitzvah is spiritual. I would have thought it would be okay. Meshech Chachma offers an interesting idea. Meshech Chachma says, the whole goal is that on Shabbos in general, we always have to have a clear raya of Hashras HaShechina, which you only have when you do no malach on Shabbos, or when you're in the Mishkan showing God's intimate involvement in this world. And therefore, he says, you're not allowed to, in general, build on Shabbos because they were missing Hashras HaShechina from this world. It's going to be a time period where we're not clearly Otek Hashras HaShechina, and he's a Chiddush, that Pre-Cheda Egal, where everything we did was so holy, everything we did was a reflection of Hashras HaShechina, you would have been able to even build the basement. Guys, have a wonderful night.